All right, in Mitzvah Hashem, but a few words, more than a few words about the Achonah for Shavuos in Mitzvah Hashem. It's like this, I'll start with the most important thing. The most important thing. The most important thing is the Achonim, Lamnius Naiti. What I have to speak about is you tell me that the Yishani Bing, Ben Hananel, and Rosh Hashanah Bing, is it the Aflami Beis? And also say for camping, is it? The Yishani says, Yishani Rosh Hashanah says, the Pashas Pinchos and Al Masofim of the Yom Tov, of the Golden, signing from a Chodesh to Shmini Tzeres, it says, Sir Lechatos, Soy Lechatos. It's a for Shavuos, which doesn't say it's all Lechatos. That's just a series. It doesn't say it's all Lechatos. So the Shami says, why not? There's Kevon Shigbaltim Alechem. B'chol Kabon Asiv Chatos, but Tzeres Ezei Chatos. Omo Lehem HaKosh Baruch Lissel, Kevon Shigbaltim Alechem, Eul Toiro, Ma'al Le'ani Alechem, Kilu Lo Chatosem Miyamechem. There's a remez in Pashas HaMusavim to Gevaldik Inyin. The Kevon Shigbaltim Alechem Eul Toiro, Ma'al Le'ani Alechem, Kilu Lo Chatosem Miyamechem. So that's why the word Chatos is Hashmot, is left out. About it, we bring chatos. We don't have space for chaykan. We bought chatos. Chatos mechaper on the Tumas Midrash Vekotrov that happened from the last time we bought it. But the word, the hashmot of the word chatos in Torah is to mirame that it's gevaldig inyan. And kevon shegevaltim aleichem ol Torah mal le'ani aleichem kilo lo chatosim yameichem. It's mechilas avoynes, and it comes out that boyfriend that. There are two times in a year, two focal points in the year in which we say the Chilus Avonis. There's a Mahalach of Elul Aseres Meitshuva leading up to Yom Kippur. There's Vayim Zeichap Alechem. And then, but that's an Avodah of 40 days. And here, good, this actually follows the Avodah of 49 days, but here, Kibaltam Alechem, El Torah, it's a divine Mahalach, Mahal Ani Alechem, Kilu Lachadosim Yamechem, Kilu Lachadosim Yamechem. It's a tremendous opportunity, but it's a tremendous mechayev too. So we'll go point by point. So here, first of all, it's very interesting that the Rekeach, Rekeach says, that's why there's Simchei Seir and Shavuos. That's why. The Gemara says in Sochem, right? The Gemara says in Sochem, the sixth parak in Sochem, El Dvorim. The Gemara says, Ma'a Be'ed Ravino used to fast the whole year. Oh, yeah, Pashas means even Shavuos. He did anyway. Except for 3 days. 3 days in which he didn't fast. What are the 3 days? Shavuos, Purim, and Erevim. And Erevim Kippur. Erevim Kippur is also in the Torah. It's a mitzvah to eat. Purim, Yimei Mishnah V'Simchot, Megillah says. Atzeres, Shavuos, Yerim Shnit HaTorah L'Yisrael. So the Bamas, the Goyim says, this is what we talk about in Purim, that all 3 days have to do with Matan Torah. All 3 days have to do with Matan Torah. That's the Goyim's word. Shavuos is Kiptuta, Yom Kippur, Erevim Kippur, Koponim is the day for Yom Kippur, is the day of Matan Luchai Shnius, and Purim is Kippur V'Kippur, as Goyim's word. Good, but those are the 3 days. So the Rekeach says that Yom Shnitna by Torah here. The Gemara says Yom Shnitna by Torah. So Rekeach says, Mamish Mishim Achas, without skipping a beat, Yom Shnitna by Torah, Al Kain, Tzvichi Mitzvah L'Smeach, Shomoichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the same. He just said, Yashin of Tayo. Al Kane, what's your word? If he brings Yerushalmi and he ignores the Gemara, it's good. So the two reasons, two Mechayim and Simcha, the Matan Tayo is Gevaldik. Like Rashi says, the after show, we have to be Ma'anig and Bisameach and Yonzo Shuas to show that we're Noyach and Merut are very happy with Matan Tayo. Good, very, very good. It's a Gevaldik Inyan. Then there's another Inyan of Mechilas Avinus, but Al Kane. Why is Al Kain? Yom Shnitna by Torah L'Yisrael. Kanira, what it means to Rambam is there's two things. Kanira is two things. Kanira. One is Klor. You see from the Yerushalmi, and this is the Yidua, everybody says this, that we name it off a path, we grew up with this idea, but here you see him a foolish. How do you know it's true? How do you know that every Shavuos is Matan Torah, no Matan Torah? How do you know? Maybe we celebrate the historical event, which is also Gevaldik. Mi Zutor. It's not insignificant to celebrate what happened in the, a few thousand years ago, in 2448. So we celebrate it every year. It's Man Matan Torah Seinu. It wouldn't diminish the Simcha Kiyuzer. But how do you know it's a Matan Torah every year? Every year is a new Matan Torah. How do you know? How do you know? So yeah, good. You have the anecdotal evidence, what I call it, from what the Kadmei Neinu told us at the Medrash Rabba. We said last week that the Medrash Rabba Nosai is the longest Medrash Rabba, and the Zohar Kodesh Mat Nosai, which is usually the week of Shavuos, is the longest, because the Chazal got Matan Torah, so there was an abundance of Torah the week after Shavuos, so that's why the Medrash and Nosai is the longest Medrash. Yeah, but here's the Moko. The Yishalmi says that the Pasuk Pinchos does say Chatos. There's a chatos. What happens? If it was 1 year, so why is chatos? If that 1 year, the year of Matan, Matan Torah, was what's that to do with that, with the leaving out chatos and pasos abseres from the Musaf abseres? But all the following years, every year the Matan called Musaf. That was before the Mishkan. So there never was a Musaf a Shavuos in which it was relevant to leave out Chatos. Well, what's the time? That's Mukhil from this Yishalmi. It's like every year Matan Torah. Every year is a Matan Torah. That's Aleph. That you see. It's not Stam. It's not just raid that they say in the Beis Medrash in the Musa Shmuz. That's a Mitzvah. That's a Matan Torah. The second thing is Matan, the Mashmos of the Mashmos of the Kech is that is, it goes together with Kabbalah Sal Torah. That even with the Imishum, Ha Bloy Ha, Lo Yuyo. In other words, why is there Simcha Yisera? Because Matan Torah. So, Matan Torah, that's what the Gemara Mesachim says. So, Kech says, because Shemuel Chazak Doch of Nesem. What's the Kesher? What's the Kesher? Actually, you can have one without the other. There it is, that it goes together. It goes together. That the Matan Torah is contingent upon Kabbalah Sal Torah. If you want to celebrate, okay, I'm afraid to say, but Gavon's Mashma that the Kabbalah Sal Torah, which we may leave the Kabbalah Mechilas Avonos, is a Tnai Kodesh Maaseh. Tnai Kodesh Maaseh. And Loi Rochoku, because Chai Yisrael Slur HaSinai, because all, I mean, there was an Asim Nishma, there was a Kabbalah Sal Torah, of course, there was an addition to that, there was Kovalei Mahagi Gigas. So you attack a hack both, like you need that, you need both when necessary. The Kabbalah, the Barotzen, of Nasir Nishma, and the Kabbalah of Mahar Gigas. Whatever the reason, that's a different story, different sugya. But the sugya was Nasir Nishma, and the Bia was Mitzvah Tolei Bekoi. The Bia was Mitzvah Tolei Bekoi. From Yom HaShish, from Shesh Mebreshes, it's Eretz Yorav and Sokotel was as Mitzvahim. The Bia didn't know was there going to be a Bia the next day on Zion or Chet Sivan. It was totally unclear, so it was Nasir Nishma. They said, Nasir Nishma, so the Bria continued. So it wasn't so the Torah came down. Torah wasn't going to come down. There had to be a Nasir Nishma. And even the Kfir was to get a Nasir Nishma. It wasn't that the Kfir was a, like it or not. The Kfir was also to make sure they said Nasir Nishma. So that's Kabbalah. So that was the original Kabbalah. So this Malachim is not Shemeriv. Every year we're called upon to be Kabbalah Torah. To be Kabbalah Oil Torah. That's the first part. Now, what does Kabbalah Torah mean? Every year it's important, very important to say. Kabbalah Sal Torah is not a theoretical commitment to learning. That's good to talk about chveis, when you're talking to your roommates, or chveis, you're going on a date, you can talk about you're committed to learning. Then you talk to Shadchan about commitment to learning. But when we talk about Kabbalah Sal Torah, we mean oil, like Nefesh HaChaim means a Medrash Chazal, oil means like an oil we put on an ox. It goes in the Talmud and doesn't go neither to the right nor to the left. That's what oil is. Gehach oil, the Losh and Nevesh HaChaim, that you put on the shore, and it keeps it in the Talmud, in the fold. So what does it mean? Oil Torah means that it's a certain... Of course, it has to be very practical. Very practical. And Yashukar, he did the Shalom Bev, it's down to earth, Musa Shmuz yesterday. His mom said, give out the type of water that wasn't up in the clouds. His mom was down to earth, he gave practical answers. By the way, I got big shoes for it. Thank you very much. Yeah. So the Kabbalah's Oil Torah, Kabbalah's Oil Torah means, for sure, that you structure your day with a Kabbalah, firm Kabbalah, that's be a certain minimum of learning. It could be, but that's eager. It could be also So once a temporary goal, you set yourself a goal that between now and a certain day you want to win Kafka Kaf, that's harder to stick to. That's less of an oil, because if not today, it could be tomorrow. If not today, it could be next week. I mean, an oil means it's like a yid doesn't, a day doesn't pass in which you don't dab in Shachris, Minchin, Mariv. So oil Torah means the same thing. That there's an oil to learn Torah every day. So now when you think, and you have to add something else. Rabbi Yosef, Zechon Levocha, they say, and it's like true, that he was makabel from his youth, that every day he learned at least 12 hours. I don't think a day passed until maybe when he hit 95 or more, that he wasn't able to give the 12 hours every day, at least 12 hours. That was on the most crowded, busy days was 12 hours. On the better days, before he became more mufosim, it made more than that. Yeah, I don't know. For me to think in terms of 12 hours is way over my head. If you want to think in 12 hours, try it. But I would suggest much, much smaller units of time. Much, much smaller units of time. Something to keep in mind, that if it's an oil Torah, a pil homo has to be something that you can stick to, ben zmanim, for better or for worse, and every Pesach, and Motzei Tisha B'Av. And there are all these days of great lachas and busy days. The busy days of the year. Then oil Torah means if you don't go, if you're not vatal mincha, you're not vatal oil Torah. That's what it is. So everybody has to make a cheshbon. We can make an oil kabbalas, oil Torah. That's the avodah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shavuos that this is what he does Shavuos night. He says it's mutter to stop in the middle of learning and to think and to make tachonis of kabbalas, oil Torah. Stop means mokum is this. I don't think it is green, but this is a mokum. It's better to do it every Shavuos. You have more time to do it every Shavuos. Go on the Yontov with the Kabbalah Sultan and spend your time learning. So again, then you have to, not just 5 minutes a day, 5, 10, 15, hour and a half. There was the Gedolim that, who was it? Chvez. Yeah, Doshal Faneinu. They were very busy. I mean, the Rosh Hashivas are more good. The Rosh Hashivas were today too, but whatever. Somebody had a Kabbalah that twice a day to learn an Arbu Tzifa, something like that. That's also a Shver Meister. That's Shver. You have to think that you can do it every Pesach. If you can't do it every Pesach, so don't even Kabbalah it. So you can have a Lichat Chila, dig a Kabbalah, and the bare minimum. But the minimum has to be something you can do every day. If it's not every day, it's not Old Torah. Old Torah means unless Rahman or Islam. Only Shchon Patway, you're not about to. Okay, so everybody should think and make a cheshbon. Today's the day to do it. It is possible, practically speaking, it's a Torah Kumashmal, and it's Kedai to attach it to Azman. Chvei is after Shachs, before Shachris, before breakfast, after supper, after Krishna, before Krishna, I'll meet Chvei, whatever. After Maidani, then it's much more concrete. The more concrete it is, the more. And what you have to remember is that if it's an oil, even no matter how small it is, you think it's insignificant, but you're in the sugya of Mala Ani Alechem Kilu Achdosim Yemeichem. So even if it's a, I give figures opposed to prejudices in one way or another. So I don't want to say too much or too little. Whatever it is, if it's an oil, an emes, an old Torah, say in the sugya of Mala Ani Alechem Kibal Dem Lechem Old Torah. So in the project, then we go on the Shavuos with the Simcha Yisrael and. Of Mechilas Avodas, have a valor. Yeah. In addition, then you have after you do that Avodah, have a force. Then Bechal, you can examine the approach to Torah. Were we holding Nesmos Torah in Vitzifos in Avonas Torah? There's room for improvement. That's a rhetorical question. To identify who exactly how we're going to improve, and the question is the time to do it. Not mitech the mail is not mitech the lachatz and the pachat and of Yom Adin. That there's a mail to that too. But here we do important mitech the retzenein lures as malkeinu. We want to become a Torah, and after kavos Torah, we want to use it properly. We want to make sure that we have the kelim. Basically, Shavuot, the every Shavuot, and Shavuot is a day also to prepare the kelim for after Shavuot. After Shavuos, it doesn't end. Forget it doesn't end with Abdullah Masai Shavuos. Then it begins. Then it begins. Then, but exactly now we have to make sure we have the kelim. Kelim means the right mindset and the right approach. And that we learned the we set aside time, the Kabbalah, and also the Torah is the time as a Torah, dut as a Torah. Torah is not like a chokhmah that like the Goyim used to read the mathematics and the other science books in the place we can't learn Torah. It's not like that, forget it. We can't, the place which we can't learn Torah. That's a product, the Bo Lamed al Klal. Torah comes with the Haran Kedusha. And it's a portion of the Tnai Kedul Maisa. You have Chokhmah Sal HaKim, in the Gemara says. You have Chokhmah Sal HaKim, because Tipshim would learn Torah in Gurus Ham Tonofim, in Besakis, in Besamel, what Chazal say. Chachomim know that the Torah is also there. But it's Bechlal, the person has to have, and Tav was one of the Mem Cheskinyon, Petai was one of the Mem Cheskinyon. So Avad, the being is one of the Mem Cheskinyon, it's central, and it's an Ikyo Chelik of a Harulun Torah. The Dush of Tav also requires a Potsu Gaber Gabay, we learn Torah to the... The Dush of Tav means, too amorphous, I don't know what I'm talking about, means... You walk in the street and you're not careful with where you're looking at, what you're looking at, so it's very hard to come back into Beis Medrash. And even though you think you do, but it's not the same thing. Not the same thing. I'm not saying if you have to go on the street, go on the street, but you should know. But meet the Torah and Rubo. Somebody's walking in the street, the half of a fellow, somebody's walking in the street and he's Nizam with Shmir Sinaim. So you know, first of all, you do that anytime a person has Nizam Shmir Sinaim and he's Nizam in it, it's an Ace Watson for Tefillah. So any tzorich you have, chaperein and say a tefillah ktzorah then. Chaperein. Second of all, if you need an incentive, sometimes it's hard, sometimes the yetzer, there's a big mechamer is a yetzer. The big mechamer is a yetzer. So we need an added incentive. The thing is one of the memches kinyonim. One of the memches kinyonim, taharo. So if you have, the more taharo you have in your life, 24 hours a day, so you have a bigger kinyan in Torah. So it's supposed to sometimes the sumera is a little bit hard to use. But if this is nasei tov, it's the person chaps on to nasei tov more than the sumera. So you always chaps on to nasei tov. Any time you have an historian of a taro, it's taro's a toyo. Toyo is at stake. And it's one of the memches kinyanim, half of a fellow. Having said that, let's do the Svasemis. But it's a very practical thing. It's not the I think this is what you have to take away the main thing. That the apostle means it's very specific of also Torah. This is in the South Emerson Yisroel. I read a few lines here. It's Nagaya, it's very Nagaya. The Elisa Lamorim, Pasuk about it in Tilim about Moshe Ben, Elisa Lamorim, Shavisa Shevi. Yocho, Natal Tochinom, Tamlema, Lokachas. So he explains, Yochol Natal Tochinom. We go up to Yichveis. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. We come to Yeshiva. We come to this Medrash. Well, here we are. So maybe it's a Matnas Chinom. Matnas Chinom. So give me Torah. Tamloim alo kachas. You have to be lokeach. You have to make a kicho. But Yochol Tzolch Litein Domim, you have to pay money. Literally pay out of your pocket. You love that. The kicho doesn't mean kesef mamish. It means what to say. Haskin atzim chalum otayu. Haskin atzim chalum otayu means prepare yourself. It means make yourself a kli kibul. That's lokachas. Prepare yourself. V'chei nomu yogato umotzosa tamin. Yogato umotzosa. So there has to be a yigir. The yigir is everything we're talking about much, much more. The other memches kinyonim. It means you have to work. You want to be zeichin tayu. If we want to be second time, we have to put effort into it. But after you put the effort in, then it's like a mitzvah. That's Yigatum Mitzvah. It's famous about the Yigatum Mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Because even after Yigia is a necessary condition. But it's not a pshat. but after the Yigiyah, it's a Metziah. Because Baruch gives you the Matana after the Yigiyah. It's not a Matana without the Yigiyah. But after the Yigiyah, it's a Matana. For example, you get much more. You get much more than you even expected to get. A little Yigiyah, the dividends are very, very great. There's another point that he makes here. Everybody knows that. But another point here, which also you do, but it's important here. Nearly oid ki huliv moiz a remes shagam she'ein od the margish atoyelus become yigis. Sometimes the person feels often, or you hear often, that the person, it's a chveis, a yid doesn't feel, he's getting to Elis from his learning, he's sitting with smedrish, he doesn't feel that he has, he doesn't feel that he has a sibuk in learning, he doesn't feel that he's tagging in learning, he doesn't feel that he's growing by leaps and bounds, he doesn't feel that he's becoming the next goal, or whatever it is he wants to feel, whatever feeling that he wants to have and he thinks he's missing. So this was known already, Agam, it's perhaps more prevalent, you hear about it more today, but Sosemis addresses it. Sosemis wrote this 130 years ago. Ain't all the magic at the hell is becoming gear. It's not getting it true. You don't feel the gay, yeah? And you don't feel that there's no immediate gratification. You don't feel the immediate gratification. So it doesn't mean that the immediate gratification, if you look for immediate gratification, don't look. But there's no yigiyah that doesn't have a result, doesn't have a dividend. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be in 10 years from now. And but any mashu of yigiyah that you put in, you're going to get back. But not get back. Get back, boy, even of a mitzvah, get back much, much more. And when you get it back, it's abdafi, you're going to. Somebody, somebody learned a little bit how to, somebody stayed 5 minutes, we heard about 5 minutes yesterday. I have to tell you, I heard from Shon Shvadron, out there, what he mentioned. I always say, look, I told him, Stefan Levacha, used to say like this. He said, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Yovel Shachas the Tshuva Mashem Tavim Be'olam Hazeh Kol Chaya Olam Haba. Kol Chaya Olam Haba. So to say, Shachas doesn't mean an hour. It means even a moment, 5 minutes. It's also Shachas. A Shor. Ve'isha. Kol Chaya Olam Haba doesn't mean only his. It means everybody. God's Christ was Chaya Olam Haba from beginning until the end. It's Kol Chaya Olam Haba. So he says, what's the Tana talking about? It's talking about that. Two to Bochum, two in Goliath, the learning B'chavusim. And it's madness. Comes the end of Seder, whatever that is, comes the end of Seder. Not a minute before, comes the end of Seder, even a minute after, so one gets up and closes, and one leaves. He's fine. He's great. He's 100%. The other one says, he wants to sit by the Gemara and go over the Tosfos one more time. So he sits for another 5 minutes, and he goes, he has the Tosfos, looks at the Rashba again, and he puts in another 5 minutes. He just spent the Shor Achas in Mashim Tovim, and Tovim is Kenegat Kulam, in Oilam Hazeh. So what's the difference between the one that left at the end of Seder and the one that put the extra 5 minutes? Kol Chai Olam Haba! That's the difference. When he put in an extra 5 minutes, he has Kol Chai Olam Haba. It's almost Ayin Leroy Rosh Kim Zul Osecho. So 5 minutes, not just 5 minutes with Taka as his Amsos and it's Kol Chai Olam Haba. We have no idea. We have no idea every Mashu of Yigiyah they put in the Torah here. We have no idea what's worth. We know it, and if you look for it in terms of your subjective feelings, making a terrible mistake. So you have this lasemis mitzad echod, and the mitzad sheni. So you put in the yigiyah and whatever it is in the sumerah nasei teiv. Kol yigiyah zoich in the teiv is zman mecherim. Meshikos tshlach lachem chol apnei mayim. Shehu a yigiyah because mayim is mayim in the teiv. And lachem was also teiv. Meshikos tshlach lachem v'lachemim. The call hakoyches shemanichim belimud haTorah. The words speak for themselves. Call hakoyches. All koyches they put into limud haTorah. Hasayif b'roi v'yomim timseenu ki haTorah l'malu min haTeva. Right. So we the cloud that drove me is that's what we spoke about a few weeks ago. We there are no some say there are no ends only means. We do what we're supposed to do. We do what we're supposed to do. And the Seifa Schal Lover, Seifa Covid Lover, Seifa the Tachlis, the Kozov means the Tachlis. But in Torah, it's half of a fellow. The embassy that we mentioned already, unfortunately, after you mark your Torah. Sometimes you put your gi in and say, gay for your Doris. They give your Doris, children, grandchildren, who are Seifa Doris. But the gear that we put in today is and who are the inverse is also true. If we have a tzloch in learning, We didn't learn. Vienna had a good Seder. A good 5 minutes of learning. You had that geschmack in learning. So, why were we zeichet to it? It could be because five generations ago, Persians posted that our Zaydis, our elder Zaydis, elder Zaydis, said Av Rabu with extra kavana. Our Shavuos, on the other day, they put extra kavana in the Av Rabu. So when were the parents of that year? A few generations later. So we have no idea how these things work. No idea. So don't be desperate if you don't feel that you're seeing periods. And on the other hand, don't be quick to pat yourself on the back. You feel happy. But I accomplished. Maybe it's your Zaydis feelings that accomplished. So be making Torah to these Zaydis, the elder Zaydis. All the way back too. Plus it's Christ was all one. This is a Keta. Terms like this. The Gemara says in Nida, the end of Nida, we'll make it fast. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'ayas Odom Ve'echkom? What should a person do? We got a Chochm. So, Yabe Bishive, my Yasodom Yakum, and the Einon Bez, my Yasodom Yakum, Omelem Yabe Bishive, the Yumayt Bishire. That's the natural answer. So you want to be a Chokhom, so put time into it. And don't put a lot of time, don't waste time in other things, don't spend too much time in other things. Yabe Bishive. Omuhabi also came with Lahirulam. It's no guarantee. If we see, that's what they said. We see how we also have lo yoylam. Elo yivakshu rachemim mimisha chochem shaloi. Shneir mak yeshem itin chochem mipiv dasuf mo. Maitzin. It says horrible holosagi. Have to do both. Yabi v'shive is necessary, but doesn't guarantee. There's no guarantee. Yechkom one achieve a madregim. What else do you have to do? And Yivakesh Rachem Nim and Mishal Chochem Shaloi Shnemak Yashem Itin Chochem. That's very important to say. And Hobel, on the other hand, somebody davens and he gets up and he davens, he goes back to sleep. So the next time he davens, so it's not going to work either. So you need to do both. And that's a Gemara. So in this context, I mentioned already the beginning of the year, the going, tonight we read the going on every Shavuos, the going in Mishlei. Like two goings here, get out of here. Remember, it's in two back-to-back sukkim. In Kapitul Yigimu. The first going is Ham Dedeo Chalimud. Hoin mehevel yimat v'koyvetz ayad yavbe. The Gemara. The Gemara brings it in Eruvim. The going says, Hoin mehevel yimat. Somebody grabs a big amount, it's a yimat, and you'll lose it. Koyvetz ayad, somebody accumulates all the yavbe. So Misha Yeshlo Hoin, he's very rich, he has a big wealth, he amassed a lot of wealth. But Mehevel Venu be Gia Yima Kiyishkach Mehu Rahman Lutzan. If it came Shlo be Gia, it's not Bakayomo. Kevis al Yad, Abu Misha Gea Vetorah Harbi Ali Mudoi Afshu Ma'at, even though it seems that every day only a little bit. Because if you gay and Torah and try to understand, you can't learn a tremendous amount. But after b'chein yavbe, it will accumulate and become rich. So hein mehevel yimat. Without the gear, it's yimat. Even though temporarily you make the impression of being very wealthy. That's the way. Very important. Next pasuk. Toicheles memushocho machlo lei veitz chaim tavabo. Says it going. Toicheles memushocho machlo lei. Omu chazal koy al iyan tefilo. If somebody has a certain bakosha, and he knows Yom Hazeh, and he damages a lot, and he expects that Kosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his bakosha because he davened. So Techelos Vashas Mechumet. Techelos means that something prolonged the expectation was not fulfilled. Not doubt, there's no guarantee. You want something, about to ask for it, but there's no guarantee. We have no contract. But Yasek V'Toyo, Tfilo, because that's Tfilo Chaisho, but Toyo is Chai Oilom. So Eitz Chaim Tava Bo, Eitz Chaim means Toyo. Somebody davens in the Vakash Vachrim to get Toyo, to be Zeichin Toyo, Tava Bo. His wish will be fulfilled. But the guy says that the Shlomo HaMelech gives a guarantee. So Shavuot was always. Toyo is Eitz Chaim. Says Boilum has the Ebsher Shalita in Lakhash Baruch Hu after Mispalo. It's no guarantee. But Chai Elam Habo, Bevadai Yovaloi Tavosu Yosainev. That's what you want, and you ask for it. So Bevadai Yovaloi Tavosu Yosainev. Half of a fellow. It's possible that you have to show through that they're going to the Gemara there. That my father came over there. Hashem eat in Chokhmah. Ma yas odom v'yechkam. So Yivakish Rachamim. And the tefillah, that tefillah is different. There's a different tefillah. It's a tefillah of Tav, of Eitz Chaim Tav Abo. That's what the Chagav, it says in Akdomus, the Baal Akdomus said. Everybody quotes the line. Tzvi v'chomit v'rogig. The Yulam b'la'usa. Because both wanted three verbs about the design. Tzvi. Rotsin v'chomit v'rogig. Means it was pleasant to him. The Yulam b'la'usa. The Klai Sosha learned Torah. Tzlois ha'in b'chein m'kabel v'hanya b'usay. Because both was m'kabel that tefillah v'hanya b'usay. So tzvi, the grain, the pshat is not stomach will send you whatever you want. So he's saying, but tefillah. Because Bo wants us to learn, so it will be Mekabah to us for learning. So that's part, and we may leave at the last point, the Shavuos is Shavuos a day for tefillah. Shavuos a day for tefillah. Shavuos a day with Matan Torah. So at the beginning, we start off with the prerequisite for Matan Torah is Kabbalah's old Torah. And then you get Mishulas Avoynos. Mistama Kal Hovet, the Mishulas Avoynos is in the sense of necessary prerequisite for Kabbalah's old Torah too. But it's part of the cleaning of the Kalim. You have to clean up the Kalim for Matan Torah. So the Kabbalah gives us a Gevaltike patent. Kabbalah's old Torah, Mala and Yalechem Gila Chatosim Yamechem. You start with a clean slate, then you possibly have the Kalim to Mikabal Torah. And that's a Simcha. But it goes together with Tefillah. Good, I'm going to tell you, anybody's in the Avar Abba Shavuos morning, even in Yeshivas for sure, it's Mamish Bakeri Kiyim, like the Gemara says, Halal, the Poka Igro. Halal, we'll say this Poka Igro, and then Avar Abba Shavuos is Poka Igro, a portion breaks through the Bakeri Kiyim. It goes through the ceiling, goes through the Kiyim, the Avar Abba, Ravino Rachamon. So then that's positive. You have to put the koiches in. This is a day. Every day after daven, the mishabur means every day after daven for this. But certainly shavuos. But the point I want to show on for a minute is the shigul that we say at the end of Abba Rabba. And it's worth to be misbeinin. Since tomorrow, Mr. Shem, David Hoffman will try to say it with kavon atzumo. So what's going on here at the end? Okay, Avtonu.
Three things. What's Shimcha Godel? So the portion of two pshat. One pshat is Shimcha Godel. One pshat is Shimcha Godel. That Shimcha Godel Kol Shalenu Kavasa. Shimcha Godel. We say in Zecher Tefillah Shimcha Olenu Kavasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu put his name on us. That's the Keftonu. So we identified with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a kibbutz. That's the Gemara Kiva. Shimcha God because of Leinu Korosa Hashem Lokei Yisrael. The Gam Yesh Leimar that Shimcha God is the King of the Torah. So that's Oymek Kapshat. That's Oymek Kapshat because the Ramban says that the Kol Torah Kulu Shmeisav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ben Yehoni says that the Torah Shmeisav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if Kev Ton was Shimcha God with Matan Torah, so we got a Shaykh to Shimcha God. Agam with Shimcha God learning Torah. Even if we don't, we're not Oysig in the Shemesh of Torah, we don't know what's Yufa Oysig is, we don't know that. that aspect. But Torah is Shem Halodo. That's what it is. Every time we're saying, when we're saying Masech Tivom is also, we've been saying an expression of Shem Halodo. That's good. Tanu L'Shem Halodo. Sela means for a Netzach. That means for a Netzach. The Sela means Netzach. L'Hoydei Shlecho. What's this? What's L'Hoydei Shlecho? What is this? L'Hoydei Shlecho. What's L'Hoydei Shlecho? What's the connection? Ma Keshem. The Akochuch, this is what the Ramban says in the end of the passage, boy. The Givati Ramban, but there's a line in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ein Chavetz Ba'olim B'tachtoinim Elo She'yedu Shmoy. It was one of the main tachlis, or a main tachlis of Yisraelim and Matan Torah, and from why we singled out, is that we should be Moide Elo Shmoy. Ein Chavetz Ba'olim B'tachtoinim Elo She'yedu Shmoy. Ein Chavetz Ba'olim B'tachtoinim Elo She'yedu Shmoy. Yedu Shmoy in means two things, of course. It means, Poshet Hoido, but we understand we are doing. Moide Menachem Loch. The Moide Menachem Loch. Shad Hashem Kain. Vav Kol Hashem Kain. Nachnu Moide Loch. We say because Moshe. Moide Menachem Loch. That's it's the Ikar Shavikrim. It's the Ikar Shavikrim. It's most important. We threw according to Ban. Yesh Leima. It's a mark. It's possibly the most important thing we do. Avada. We learn Torah too. But Ein Chavis Belian. B'tachtan No Shayd L'Shmoy. Without Aido. Without being Moide the Kol Loch and everything. It's possibly. We're not fulfilling what we created for. And chayvitz v'lo mitachtenu lo shayid l'shmoy. Secondly, haidosim is acknowledgement. It's acknowledge. The Ramban talks about the mitzvahs of utaseches yesh masayim. He says somebody buys a mezuzah for a place, whatever, two sloim, and he puts it on his door on the. So it's a Pesach garden. So he's already made it be a seilom yesh masayim. So the haidah means also like made chachomim, made smuchas. It means to acknowledge, which is the same that we fought and said already. Same story. Shaito, thanksgiving, what's in English, and acknowledging, giving in to the other person. The service is the same thing. Same thing. First admitting that this person is not his own Baal boss. Is not self sufficient. There's something in somebody that knows better than him. That's higher than him. That's Shaito, and that's we say every day that person makes him live. He have told Shem HaGadol, Lohoydeh Shlecho. Lohoydeh Shlecho, Matan Torah, Maimer HaSinai, which we're going to see the mission we'll experience tomorrow. Maimer HaSinai is Lohoydeh Shlecho. It's supposed to bring about Haidah. It means Haidah, Anachnu Moedim Loch, and acknowledging. The acknowledgement was certainly facilitated by the fact that the Chazal Sayato, Reis Lodas, Kasham Hu, Elokim, Mein Eid Mavadim, Ramesh Nivtuch, Elyenim, Tachtenim, Vero, Shehu, Yechidah Shalaylam. So Chayisro, Shomdu, Glamer, Asinai, Mamet. So they had as close as he can come to a perceptive experience of that God's Baruch was Ein El Mavadim. I Niv Tuchel Yainim V'Tachtein V'Ro Shul Chiz Shalom doesn't mean that it's Ein El Guf. So there's no visual perception of a Bari Baruch Hu. But they saw the Ein El Mavadim. They saw. They heard. It was possible that there was a sensory perception. Of Ein El Mavadim, may that's why they say Ein El Chayidah Gedolim Zu. They said Ein El Mavadim. Those are the Ein El Mavadim, what they experienced. That was why they say the one Tachleisim of Har Sinai. And certainly, if Shavuot is a Zman Matan Torah, so it comes along with the why they say the we say it every day in the Tefillah. Why they say the Uliachedcho. What mean Uliachedcho? Uliachedcho. Biavo. What's Uliachedcho? Uliachedcho means two things. One thing Uliachedcho is. That everything we do should be directed to Shabbos. Yachedcho. Yachid levavenu. We say earlier. Yachid levavenu. Yachid levavenu. Lavu li yoshemel. What does it mean? Yachid levavenu means our heart, which is the command center of our goal, should be miyuchod. Lavu li yoshemel. I mean, it's bechot v'chachot eyu. It's a tall task. It's very. But that's what we're here for. Bechot v'chachot eyu. Everything we do should be miyuchod. Directed towards the avenue, everything. The Rambam says that's really what we're called upon to do. It's a difficult job, and it's a lifetime job. That from Maidani in the morning to Maidani next morning, everything is b'chol to chechodei. The Gemara says, "Eizu pashuk tano." The Gemara says, "B'chol eizu pashuk tano." She called gufei teret tulim bo. It's b'chol to chechodei. That's liyachedcho. So liyachedcho. In addition, liyachedcho mistama means also, which is an outgrowth of that, liyachedcho to be miyachet shmoi means to do actions which are mekadesh and shemayim, which show that we believe, that we appreciate, we know, we acknowledge, because Baruch Hu is a chiddush l'olam. That's liyachedcha. So it's a feeling, it's a mode of behavior, and it's also liyachedcha, means that we miyached him. He's mekadesh and shemayim. Mekadesh and shemayim. These are the main three main points that which Asher Gnesek Deilo put together in the Akev Tonu Malkeinu. Shimcha Godol is Torah. Shimcha Godol. L'hoigah Yislecho. I have to learn Deruch HaBad. Then liyachedcha. That's b'chot v'checha Deilo. All right, everybody should have a Freilich and Yontif, and we should be zechet in Tavilo Torah, and we should be zechet in Kabbalah Torah Be'Avo.